Good morning. Welcome to our yeshiva. Yeshiva means learning Torah. It's yeshiva. This is the purpose why we came today. We come every Sunday. Mirz Hashem Yom Rishon means Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Mirz Hashem. Yeshiva, to learn Torah. Lumod Lame Lishmo Lasos. And if there's any questions, please feel free after the shiur to ask. The Parsha Shvuah, I'd like to discuss two inyonim in Parsha Vayechi. Number one, the kasha that Yaakov Avinu asked Yosef. That is, V'ato shnei bonecha no'odim l'chol b'eres Mitzrayim ad bo yelecho Mitzrayim olihim. These two children. And he says in the Pasuk, before, who are these children? Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, who are these children? 17 years he's living in Mitzrayim. He's asking, Me'ele, who are these two children? Who are they? Ephraim, Menashe, who are they? So I'd like to discuss what was the kasha. And the answer says, Vayomer Yosef, Vayomer, Boneheim, Ashinosan Le'elekim Bozeh, Vayomer Kachem Noah, Ad Bevorchem. Okay, bring them closer, I'll give them a bracha. So first, Yaakov Avinu, as Rashi tells us, nistarkem in Shekhinah. The Shekhinah no longer pervaded over Yaakov, so therefore he thought, Mehim, who are these children? They're not your children. They're not your children. And then, Yosef shows his star, his erson, and Shakshuba, they are my children. Then the Shekhinah came back, and Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha. To understand what was the havamin and what was the thought behind Yaakov Avinu, that he thought that these children do not belong, are not worthy of a bracha, they're not worthy of a bracha. So the Beis Halei, the Briskerov, explains as follows. Since Rashi tells us that they are worthy of a bracha, as Yosef tells to Yaakov, but Yaakov thought that these children were born from Osnas, non-Jewish woman. So therefore, even though they'll say that Yosef was allowed to marry a non-Jewish woman, is Kodesh Matan Torah, there's no Isser. So therefore, even though there may not be an Isser, but Yichus follows the mother. The children are not Yidden. They're not worthy of a bracha. This is what the Briskerov says. So therefore, Yosef shows, no, there's Chuba v'Kiddushin, Aksuba, there's Kedas v'Kedin, that this woman was Megayer. She was Megayer before. Therefore, she had a halacha like a Yiddish girl, and I married her. This is what the Briskerov says. To answer up and to understand Rashi, one could ask, what did Yaakov Avinu think? He thought that Yosef went ahead and married a woman of Giyusa. A non-Jewish woman, Kodesh Matan Torah, is permitted. But doesn't the Gemara say in Yuma that all of the others, not only Avram, were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ado Nitna. They were Mekayim all the mitzvahs. And there's an Yisraelot Tischatim Bram, which according to some Rishonim, is not only Zayin Humus Olam, which could be over here the Zayin Humus, but it refers to all Goyim. A nizir lo tischatim bo. Yaakov, Yosef, was that nizir in this halacha? So perhaps one could say that Yaakov was not choshed that he was a violated lo tischatim bo. But they had a halacha ger toshev. They're makabel the mitzvahs, not completely. There's three shittas in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. What is a ger toshev? A ger toshev is Mekayim only Zion mitzvahs, or all the mitzvahs except for nevelo, lagerash and reshvachet and nena, or doesn't worship a Buddha Zohar, but doesn't observe the other mitzvahs. So how welcome a ger toshev? So therefore he did not violate the l'tishchatim bo. So this could be an answer. He thought that she had a welcome a ger toshev. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference. The children are not Yiddish. They're not worthy for a bracha. But according to Minchas Chinuch learns that the Yisrael l'tishchatim bo even goes on a ger toshev. Even a woman that's a ger toshev, there's also a Yisrael l'tishchatim bo. So, Hadri Kushal Duchta, we have this question. What did Yaakov Avinu think? That his Choshed Yosef, violating to one some degree to marry a woman that's not kosher apidin, therefore the children are not me. You could definitely are not roy to have a bracha.
This is a Koran Ramban.
He says that how can Yaakov Avinu take two sisters? The Kol HaTorah Kula. So according to that Shita, and he married him in Mitzrayim, I imagine Mitzrayim, right? So there's no kasha. And speaking of you of all people, Yaakov, you're Yaakov. I'm going to say the same question in another form, and that is that Yaakov, Yosef goes ahead and mentions, based on Rashi, that he shows his he had Erson and Shark Ksuba. What's the myth? What's the name of Ksuba? So it could be that he thought that Osnas was a Pelegish. And maybe she was a Pelegish. She wasn't a complete Kedushin. It's not a complete Kedushin. So therefore, there's no Hichas, the children. The children are not Miachis. Didn't he take Pelagshim, Yaakov? Bill Zilpa? So the answer is, according to Rashi and Chumash, what's the definition of Pelegish? A Pelegish is Kedushin Bali Ksuba. So he said, here's a Ksuba too. She doesn't have a halacha from Pelegish. According to Rashi, the Shitasa, Rashi is the one that says this. So therefore, he was appeased by saying she has a Ksuba. Still difficult. Still, the Kedusha, to give the brachas to Ephraim and Asher, the Salak and Menashchina. So this was a cheshesh, this was Yaakov thought that they're not roy. And Yosef says, no, they are roy, because we have a complete kedushin, there's a complete ishus. So how do we explain this? So we try to explain it in terms of she's a Pelegish, or she's actually a Yiddish girl, because she happens to be, perhaps, Baz Dina. She's Baz Dina. And this Osnas is not just a girl, a mitzvistic girl. She's Baz Dina. Perhaps one could say something else. To answer this kasha, the kasha that was bothering Yaakov and the terrorist that Yosef told him, there's Erson, there's a Ksuba, was with an Or HaChaim. And Or HaChaim tells the basic yisod. The Pesukim says, Yaakov Avinu mentions that Shivonecha no one will call the Eretz Mitzrayim. I go Yerachum Mitzrayim Lihim. Lihim and Ephraim and Asher. Kiruv and Shimon Yuli. They're saying the same pie, same children. It's not being born hard to burn. They're born a mamish. Like Kiruv and Shimon, your children. Umoladcha Shelvato Achreim will call you Al Shem Achim Yikorim Nachalasim. And all future children that you ever have will be part of Ephraim and Asher, because you will not have another Shevet. Ephraim and Asher, that actually the Bechor, the Pishnayim, should go to Reuven. But for whatever reason, we'll see, Paz Kamay Matosar, he lost the Bechor, was given to Yosef. So Yosef had Pishnayim, two portions in Eretz Yisrael. for the two sons, Ephraim and Asher. If you have any more children, they'll only go in to Moab with Ephraim and Asher. So our Chaim mentions, why didn't Yosef get also a portion? Why didn't Levi get a portion? So why did Shifty call? Why do you have the 12? 14? Why didn't Yosef also get a portion? So our Chaim tells us and brings down the Zohar that Ki Yosef hu bechinas nefesh Yaakov. It says, El told us Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov Yosef doesn't mean Yosef is the most beloved Ben Skunin. Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov Yosef. It's one word. It's one word. Yaakov Yosef, we mean. V'omru, b'nei Yaakov v'Yosef. It says in Tillim, the children of Yaakov v'Yosef. Meaning the what? That according to Chachmei Emes, k'bechinas mili vav, shemili kolos atzmo. That Yosef is Yaakov. Yosef has halacha hadin like the others. He's one of the others. Yosef is one of the others. So Yosef is one of the others. So therefore, it's mentioned, the Torah's Kohanim says in Parashat B'chukosai, and so Yosef is not mentioned in Shiftei Kah, because Yosef is part of the others. He's one of the others. He's not part of the Shiftei Kah. So it's only two, not three. And all our children, also part of Ephraim and Asher. The Torah's Kohanim tells us, just like there was a bris with the others, there's a bris miuchedes with the mos. When the others were given a bracha, you have children, zaracha, zaracha, it doesn't, they'll have the children. Who doesn't give birth to the children? The women! The women! So what does it mean, bris miuchedes in the mos? The bris was not only with the men, but with the women. What does that mean? So bris karev is masbir, it doesn't mean there's a special bris with the women, with Sarah, with Rivka, Rachel, Leah. But this was included in the bris of the others. The others and the Imos had the same bris and the same haftacha. Dafka the Zaros of the Imos. That only these four Imos, these Imos, or Bilah Zilpah, part of the Imos, will have children with part of the Shiftei Kah. Chomash Huftach Le'Avos Shezar Yuklal Yisrael. They're Mukav out through the Imos. Klal Yisrael is through the Imos. If that's the case, how can the nation of Ephraim be part of the children? This was Yaakov Avinu. How can the nation of Ephraim be part of Claudius of the Shiftei Kah? You have to be part not only with the others, but with the Imos. It's Imos. True, you'll say, with all the other truths that we gave, that she was Megayer. She was Megayer before he married her, not after. And she had a lover from a Bas Yisrael, or she was Bas Dino, she's a Bas Yisrael, but she's Nish from the Imos. How can you have Shiftei Kah? How can you build a Ephraim and Menashe? There's nothing in Shiftei Kah. They're not on par with Reuben and Shimon Levi Yehuda. They're not from the Imos. This is bothering our Yaakov. So he shows him Ishtar. He shows him Leksuba, Erison. What does that mean? So according to your Chaim, it means that just like Yosef, Yosef was from the Avos. Yosef was from the Avos. He wasn't his son, he was from the others. And what do you mean? If you're from the others, then your wife is all married from the others. And this wife he showed, this is not Stama, what this is from, has conditions he saw, this wife. This wife has conditions he saw. This wife he showed Erison and Kedushin and Ksuba. Ishto Kagufo. It's the halach of Ishto Kagufo. It's not just a melitza that the rabbi says underneath the chuppah. Ishta Kagufa, you're like one. It really means it. Ishta Kagufa, like Yishalmi says. Ishta Kagufa means when this hand hits this hand, and this hand has pain, this hand feels it also. That's the Ishta Kagufa, you're one goof. You feel it, not only inside, but in simple, it's one goof. It's one goof. It's just amazing. The Kedushas Yisrael is based on Ishta Kagufa. The other is aroma. What about the Imos? Why did you mention? Okay, Sarah. Okay, Rivka. I said Sarah Rivka. You said Sarah Rivka. Avram means Sarah Rivka. You dissect and bisect the word Avram. It means Sarah. Who's Avram if not Sarah? But she has to give the hesped. She has to speak at the bar mitzvah. Her son speaks as her. Her husband speaks as her. Her children speak as her. That's involved. They lie in the others. They're held in the others. Once you say that Yosef is an Av, when he leaves, his wife is the most. As long as she's a Yiddish. That's what the Aruch Chaim is telling us. So this Rashi is telling us. This is the Pshat. But the Kedusha of Chupa V'Ksuba, she's a Nishto. And once she's a Nishto, automatically, Ishto Kegufa. First point. Secondly, you see in the Sedra that Reuven, as we mentioned before, Reuven Bechori, he is Bechor. Reish is only is not only halacha that he should receive Pishnayim. Reish is only, he should get two, double portions, that's Xeris HaKosif. Why is it so? Why should the Bechor get double portions? He's smarter, he's more intelligent, he's a bigger tzaddik. So Ramban says in Chumash, because he gets two portions, one portion of the land, Betoris Ben, and one portion, Betoris Av. Why? Comes out that he's the Avu, that he becomes part of the father. He's the Mokum Av. Now Av lives through his son. He was the firstborn. So Reuven should get the what? The Bechor. Also, Rashi mentions it, and also the other places, that Reuven should have gotten Kahuna and Malchus. Kahuna and Malchus, everything to Reuven. Everything to Reuven. Roy Lios Lito Pishnayim Bechorah Begam Bechuna Hoysa Roy Lios Bechorah Fisha Vodi Bechorahs The Avodah is in Bechorah The Gam Hamalchus, Kamalchus was the Bechor, Kedomer, the Samlocha, not something he wrote. So therefore, he should have received everything. But since they have this Nida, that to judge him on his Madrega of being the foundation of Kahuna Malchus, he had this Nida of Pachas Kamayim, and he was just too hastily in certain areas. So therefore, he lost everything. Everything. Not the Malchus, and not the Kuna, and not the Bechor. To understand this halacha, one can ask the following question. And that is, how come that he should have received everything, the Kuna and the Malchus? Really? He should have received the Kuna? Yes. If you look at the Ramban, and the pasuk that also shaded in Yehuda Mechokim Re'Ragov, the Ramban says, you know, you all know there's an issur for a kohen to involve himself in kuna. A kohen to involve himself in malchus. It says, "Oh, yosu shaded in Yehuda Mechokim Re'Ragov." So there, the Ramban points out and quotes Yishalmi that kohanim have no chilek in malchus, and according to Rambam, it could be a nisur. Well, Yosef Shevet Yehuda Mechok Me'Ravlov is the halacha in Shevet Yehuda, which Bemis is the machlokes. Is a machlokes in Yishalmi, in Hoyas. Rabbi Yehuda on Asuriyah says, "Well, Yosef Shevet Yehuda means that's the halacha in Yehuda." That means the covered Yehuda. Ramban says this: "Als covered to Yehuda, she'ain ashur sor min hashivahu. No sor should be removed from Yehuda. Yehuda should have complete control over governorship, kingship, rulership, only from Shiva Yehuda. Therefore, if a person violates that," He's over the covet, bezoin to Yud. That's one malach. Rav Chir Bar Abba says, man yarech yamim ala mamlachto, hu bonu beker yisro, and says, well, you're a kohen movim. This is a rich Hashem for Yehuda. For well, yeah, for kohen movim. This is not for kohen movim. So kohen Rav Chir is aloch on whom? In kohanim. Your purpose, as Ramban says, the purpose of kohanim is to do the avodah with this hamidish, to market karbonis on the mizbeach, the menorah, chuli the chuli. You're a halachas on the base hamidish. You have no right malchus. That's not your area. So therefore, you see a machlokes in the Yishalmi. It is Rav Yehuda, is this halacha that a kohen cannot be a melech? Is halacha as kavod Yehuda, or is halacha in kohanim? We said, based on Rashi, based on Chazal, based on Bali Tosis, that Reuven should have had kahuna. Really? Had he not done the chet, he would have had kahuna. So if you say that's halacha in kavod Yehuda, it would not have been Yehuda. Kavod Reuven! Reuven! He is the b'chol, he is the melech, he is the kohen. I understand that he should have been roy lekach to have the malchus. I kohen cannot have malchus because it's bezoyin to Yehuda, but it would have been roy Reuven, not Yehuda. But if you learn according to Rav Chir, it's halacha in kohanim in the avodah. So why? How can you have even the halacha? How can we think? How can we say that Reuven should have been kohanim? He should have been the kohanim. Kohanim should come from Reuven. How can, it's a stupid idea. It cannot be. The purpose of kohanim is the Beis Hamikdash, Karbonis, the Hesach Hadas, not in politics. No. Like the Kohen Gadol. Well, you say, the Midrash will say, constantly in the Midrash, that's all. So how can Reuven, a Kohen, also be a Melech? Kasha. Do you understand? So perhaps there's a couple of Mahalachim. One Mahalach could be, one possibility could be, but you hear the question. One possibility could be that this din that we say that Kohanim cannot have part, and therefore how could Reuven have a part? We know, Chazal tell us, Rambam brings it also, that the avodah was given to the Bechor. What avodah? The avodah till the Beis HaMikdash. We really didn't have a mizbeach, had bamas. Private altars that people built, or bamas of the Sibur. These halachas were halachas in Bechor. The halachas that of afterwards Kohanim came with Mamis Hamidish Kayim. When there's a Beis Hamidish, then you have to be a full fledged Kohen. So it could be that this halacha that Reuven should have taken Kahuna is talking when? By the bamas, by the Mishkan. By the Mishkan. He's not violating anything. So the halacha the Kohen cannot do be a melech is talking with the Mishkanian. But not when there's a Mishkan, when there's bumps. But that answer is not really complete. Why? Because I imagine Reuven, either Lochata, if Reuven did not do an Avera, Pavas Kamayim, he had this swiftness in terms of selling his brother, of errors that he did, had he not had this chesaron, he would have been the kohen l'nesach nosachim, not just a limited time in the Mishkan. In Beis HaMikdash, he would have been the kohen came from should have come from Reuven l'nesach nosachim, just like Yehuda, everyone comes to Nesach nosachim. So that teres is a little bit difficult. Unless we say that we see from the Rambam, we speak about Malchus, there's Malchus beis David, and there's Malchus Yisro. And the Rambam says, based on the Gemaras, that Malchus beis David, him omdim le'olam, that Malchus will be the Nesach Nesachim. The Pesach of Malchus, that Malchus is not forever. And there are dinim, difference between the two. And Moshe Malchus Yisrael b'shem ha-mishcha, el b'shem ha-parsimit. V'imimanin o'usom b'yushalayim l'olam, el Malchus Yisrael m'zer David, v'imoshe el zer David. So therefore, Mishichas HaShemel, Shem Zayis, is only for Malchus Beis David. Not for Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Beis David is what? It cannot be in Yerushalayim. And they run in Osam Yerushalayim at all. Of Malchus Yisrael. Only Malchus Beis David is in Yerushalayim and not the other Malchus. So therefore we have dinim. So what is this halacha? What is this halacha that we said that a kohen cannot be a melech? So if you learn like the first man domar, that's halacha in Yehuda. So if it's from Yehuda came out David. So it could be halacha dafke Malchus beis David, and Malchus beis David. So Malchus beis David, that a kohen cannot is bezoyin. It's all Malchus beis David, but Malchus is so no. So according to that man Domar, there's no kasha, because the Reuven would be Malchus beis Yisro, would come off from Reuven. But if you learn according to that man Domar, it says it's not working Kohanim. So Kohanim might not commit. But might not commit. If you look at the Russian Ramban, the Ramban says a motion. He says that the one of community. If you say a coin cannot be melech, he says yes. Melech David, no. If it cannot be melech, cannot be a melech. It takes away from the avoda, and avoda is based on midrash. The Ramban is a Russian of a moshchin. He cannot be anointed as a melech. So perhaps that's only means the malchus is so. Only the malchus is so. But not in Malchus Beis David, but Malchus Yisrael, there he could have a chiluk. He could have a chiluk to Malchus Yisrael. This could be another possibility. Or one could say that this halacha, because it says Ein Moshchin Malachim Kohanim. So Ein Moshchin Malachim Kohanim, this verse I just gave you, is by Malchus Yisrael Ohayu Tuli Mishicha. But Malchus Beis David requires Mashiach. So therefore, it could mean that it's only referring to Malchus Beis David. So this could be an answer. That what? That this halacha, that I claim cannot be a melech, is only Malchus Beis David, and not Malchus Yisrael. Yeah. Or it could be another thing. One could say perhaps as follows. Now, halacha that a kohen or the bechor that did the avodah beis hamikdash, what is the definition of a bechor? A bechor is reishis ono to his father, although he has many wives, or bechor is like pinah ben, peter rechem. A man can have five wives and five pinah bens, because every wife gave first child was a boy. Five pinyan bens. However, when it comes to Yerusha, he doesn't give all five children pishnayim. Only the Reishis Yisro, who is the firstborn to him. So this halacha that he said that Peter Rechem This halacha Peterechem was the Shchadi Shwin after Makis Bechoris. Before that, there was no such thing as Peterechem. Reuven was a Bechor. Why? He was Reish Zono, the first Tipa of Zerah. He was the Gadol. He was the oldest. He was the oldest. So therefore, this halacha that we say the Bechorim can do the Avoda. The Bechorim can do the Avoda means what type of Avoda? The Avoda he could have done because he was a Bechor in terms of what? He was a Bechor in terms of he was a Gadol. This is only when until the Torah, until the Skyish Halacha of Peterechem. Once it came into Halacha of Peterechem, this Peterechem, so it came a different type of Bechor. That means Roy, Reuven was Roy, to be a Bechor of Avoda, until what? Because he was the Gadol. Until the Mishchayish and another Halacha. What's the other Halacha? That no, to be a Bechor, to do that Avoda, is Peterechem. That came afterwards. So Reuven originally had the potential of being a Kohen, as long as there was no halacha of Peterechem, as long as the definition of a Bechor was only a Bechor of being a Gadol. But in Yochanani, afterwards, that the definition changed, so therefore he lost out this chilek, and therefore it could be but it wasn't Zeicha to do the Mikdash. It was never Zeicha to do the Mikdash. It was only Zeicha to do the Avoda as long as there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means. He was only Zeicha as long as there's no Beis HaMikdash. But once there's Beis HaMikdash, and then the definition of Bechor is Peterechem, then Reuven could not have had his Zechira. So therefore we ask, why do you have a Havamin to think that Reuven had the capabilities of being a Bechor? So he said that either because of the fact that he was a Bechor in the sense of Peterechem, of Reish Zono, and for a certain amount of time he was a Bechor, or he was around to pay the Malchus because he can take Malchus Yisrael, not Malchus Beis David, or that at least in the time of Mishkan he could be doing the Avoda as long as the Beis HaMikdash was not established. Just want to mention that we discussed about Yehuda, in terms of Yehuda receiving the Malchus, which according to Barbanel tells us that the beginning brachas, which are not really brachas, of Reuven and Levi and Shimon, were only to tell us why they were not roy to be a melech. The melech had to be from Shevet Yehuda. As we said, he's even listed. If Yehuda had those qualities of being a melech, Yehuda had those qualities. The qualities of Yeducha Achecha, of being praised and being loved by everyone. This is the qualities of Yehuda, which the other brothers did not have. So it says, Ata Yeducha Achecha, Yodcha B'yorfa Ovecha, V'yishacha V'chol B'yorvecha, and you will be a Hatzlacha. You'll have a Hatzlacha. So therefore you are Sochem Muhammad. So he had all the attributes of being Melech. On the other hand, Yosef, Menashe and Ephraim, they took what? The double chelik in terms of being considered a Shevet, because they came from Yosef, was also like a Nav. Of Gedalia Shor mentions that Yosef and Yehuda represent two Mahalchim in Avodas Hashem. We're learning this year Shabbos. And we know the Melachas of Shabbos, two of the 39 Melachas is Harisha and Kotzer. The Pasuk in Amos tells us, Hinei Yomim Boyim Yom Hashem V'nigash Choish B'Kotzer. The Choish and the Kotzer will come together, the Dorech HaMavim, and they'll flash out grapes. So the Medrash says that Yehuda is compared to Choish, and Yosef is compared to Kotzer. Choish means Ripri karka. To take this hard karka, hard as a stone, and to plow it, to weaken it, to soften it, to cause it to grow. This is Yehuda. This is Malchus. In order to be a Melech, one has to be able to soften up, to machnias atzmo, to be a Onev. David Melech says, I need to ask for Ish. If Binish can lunch, Mevatar himself completely. Not to put on side, who am I? Ani Amalech. Some Tosafot Rav Amalech. You better do that. The Torah better tell you, say you that. Because he could never tell you. He'll never tell you this. Anivus. Anivus. That when he was sitting, there was a kupish of shrutz in the back of the Melech. A box of shrutz. Why? Melech, don't you ever become a Balgaiva. See those shrutz? You're no better than them. You came from Maisa Tamar, from Maisa's Nus. You ought to live with Tamar, who is married to her? Do you have Kupa of Gedushin? Erisin, Nesuin, and a Ksubim? Is that the relationship? How did it come about? Never I owe you Gaiva. Harisha takes this hard ground and softens it. That's what Midas do. That's what Musar does. That's what Torah does. On the other hand, give Yosef. Yosef says to Paro, you need Ish Chacham and Novam to run this country. Now, I know what you need. You need a good economic advisor, a genius, an economic genius. No, Chacham and Novam. What's a Chacham? Is a Chacham, a Roas, a Nolad. See now, in the years of plenty, there'll be a love. See the future. That's a Chacham, that's Torah. That's a Ben Torah. Kotzer means you cut from the ground. You no longer you need it from the karka. No, take it up from the karka. Kotzer, he's logically understood. Logically, he understood that he shouldn't really live with Ishus Potifar. The Torah told him to do it, but my brains tell me on Yom Kippur, the day of Tshuva, my brains tell me cut it out, cut it out, cut it out. Don't do it. This is Yosef. Yosef the Chacham. See the future. Where will we end up with this tithe? What will be the future? What will be the future of this tithe, this desire? You see, it's a heart so strong. A Chacham, a Ben Torah. Torah tells us the future. And we need both. And that was Yosef. Yosef is Kotzer. To separate yourself from the Yanika, from the Gashmias. Elevate yourself. This is Yosef. And Yosef and Yehuda, you need both. They were the manhigim. They were the manhigim. Yehuda to be able to say, such can be many. To machni himself, that Tamar is a greater tzaddikus. She's a tzaddikus, not I. That takes midas tolis. And that's Torah. Vayipa b'apa nishmas chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our nostrils. Blew in nishmas chayim. Why are our nostrils? Why not our ears, our eyes, our toes? Why the two nostrils? Because the two nostrils, one goes to the brain and one goes to the heart. That's a chilek kabamal. Hands and fingers, an animal can have. Legs, an animal, and kidneys too. And maybe you can make a transplant. But as far as what? The legs and the mouth, that's unique to chilek kabamal. That's ruchnius. That's ruchnius, my brain. And I don't get fed from the brain. All the food doesn't go to the brain, thank goodness. The only time the food went to the brain was when they ate the mun. The mun, everyone went to the brain. The brain doesn't eat our food. It needs ruchnius. Stop us up with learning, talk, this is, davening 3 times a day. With tilling, as we stuff up the dust, the food he needs. And the ruchnius of the heart, the lave, is Midas Tevis. These are two parts. This is Yosef, this is Yehuda. Where is Reuven? Never, where is Reuven? Reuven lost everything. He had Hotenstein Leib and Hotenstein Hearts. Look at all. And here's the Moab. Where is Reuven? Reuven was there to be the individual that his grandson, his, will be Hashem. Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Akecha. Reuven shows us Tshuva, the concept of Tshuva, to be able to be about Tshuva, This is the Dharma. Without a Baal Tshuva, your lev will not become a proper lev, and your Moach will not become a proper Nov Moach. It has to be from Tshuva. This was Reuven. This was Reuven. He lost. He was the incentive. He gave us the incentive for Tshuva. Every single year, it's Oshea, Shivi Su'ad Hashem Lekecha. He was Zoicha to bring us back to our lev. To bring us back to our Moach. Showed us what is important in life. He's one of the Shifteka. He's one of the Shifteka. So hopefully, our learning, we should realize, we come here on Sunday mornings, Baruch Hashem, it means something. It shows something. Because we could do something else. We could do something else. A person who comes to learn shows something. But it should affect the mind for sure and the heart. Not only for Yom Rishon, but for the whole week. So hopefully, Yashikor for coming, Yashikor for learning, and continuing to learn. And this should be Yom Rishon means the Yom Sheni. And Yom Shlishi is all part of Shabbos. All part of Shabbos. What are you here for? Well, Yom Shikor, Shabbos, Bukhara! This is one of the beginning of Shabbos. Thank you very much.